So we were up to the Mishnah of the teachings of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and his three takeaway lessons. What was always the pearls of wisdom that he would speak, Margula Bifume, as Chazal like to refer to it. So he says, Ayin hara v'yetzer hara v'sinas habrios motzin es ha'adam mina olam. Ayin hara basically means a person who is never satisfied from a monetary standpoint with what it is that he or she has, and they're constantly churning inside with, well, this one has that and that one has that, and it's the opposite, you know, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out, from Ezeu Ashir Asameach Bechalko, who's the wealthiest person alive is not Jeff Bezos, the wealthiest person alive is not Bill Gates, though I do consider him to be a big tzaddik, as we've all rediscovered, but the wealthiest person alive is the person who's just happy with what it is that God has bestowed this individual with, and he doesn't look beyond that, and always comparing himself. So again, he's not consumed by this kind of negative emotion. Yetzer hara respects other kinds of taivos, other kinds of desires. A person, you know, has some fulfillment in this area, but they're always looking for more. There's a very famous Gemara. The details are certainly not for this context, but the Gemara talks about Masbio, Marivo, Marivo, Masbio, that when it comes to this area of life, so also if a person, you know, takes the attitude that, moderation is a virtue, so then that obviously is good for their mental health. A person who is insatiable in this regard, the Vilna Gaon points out that all three of these issues, Ayin Hara, Yetzer Hara, Sinas Habrios, were characteristic of Bilam HaRasha. It's a very fascinating insight. A person whom the Mishnah and Sanhedrin states is not just lost in this world, but in the world to come as well, despite the great potential that he might have had. So that fits along right there with Ayin Hara and Yetzer Hara. What about Sinas Habrios? So the Rambam says Sinas Habrios is to be taken quite literally, that the person is so offended and horrified by, you know, the conduct of the society around him, so disapproving, that the person literally goes off to live in the wild, and they're not going to survive under those circumstances, right? So you go off into the Midbaros and the Yaros, the deserts and the forests, so you need all kinds of survival tactics. Even the Boy Scouts won't fully prepare that a person for that kind of survival, for durations of time. So the Rambam takes it that way. Literally, motzina es adam min olam, a person is going to lose their life. Rabbeinu Yonah looks at it a little bit differently, and I would say this is the consensus view amongst the Rishonim, that sinas habrios doesn't necessarily mean that a person takes a one-way ticket to the middle of nowhere, and therefore, you know, has to, it's like Tom Hanks on the Island, the movie they had many years ago, you know, he's trying to survive out there with his soccer ball or volleyball or whatever it was, Wilson, that's what I remember. So he says no, but motzina sa'adam mina olam means if a person is constantly living in deep animus, a state of deep inner animus in terms of the people around that individual, so that creates a kind of very negative inner world, just like having insatiable desires and just like having a sense of great jealousy for what other people have. So it's basically a very negative emotion that ends up consuming a person internally. I guess some people thought that it was ironic, but perhaps the greatest analog we have to this in secular society was an address. I think Jeffrey will have to correct me on the date, but I think it was delivered, I'm going to say August 8th, 1974. Could that, maybe wasn't the 8th, definitely August 1974. The last speech that Richard Milhouse Nixon gave as President of the United States before he gets onto the helicopter. So again, some people may consider it ironic, given the events that led up to that, and I'm sure some people here remember it live, but he gives this famous speech to basically the staff of the White House and gathered members of the press, and talks about how, you know, obviously he was in a unique vantage point, historically speaking, to reflect on some challenging experiences he had gone through. I'm not saying they weren't in many ways of his own doing, but he talks about absorbing negativity. And he says, you know, people criticize you, people will say horrible things, but if a person yields and begins to hate in response, then that destroys a person himself. Okay, so that what Nixon was saying was what Rabbi Yeshua was saying. Motzian es ha'adam min ha'olam. They destroy, corrode, erode a person's inner world. A person's inner world becomes so destroyed by the negative emotions of avarice and insatiable desire, and especially sinas habrios. So I just wanted to conclude with the words of Avos to Rabbi Nassan. The Avos to Rabbi Nassan says, look, God said, ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. When I said, ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, did I say that it only applies to the Gadol Hador, the greatest God? No, I didn't say that. Did I say it only applies to, like, you know, the elite righteous members of society? No. God says, I said it applied to the people that I created, you know, my brios. And that's the attitude of ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Are people going to fall short sometimes? Yes. Are they going to disappoint us sometimes? Yes. Do we need to be consumed with, like, this, you know, this all-encompassing negativity in that regard? No. Absolutely not. That's where we all need to draw the line. And in that way, not to give in to those very corrosive inner pressures. I'll just note one thing, because I had it in mind in terms of something very practical right now. According to the Rambam's interpretation, he says people can't survive in isolation. Just want to continue to encourage everybody. I know so many people on this call have been doing the broader community, but especially for those listening on WhatsApp, to make sure to reach out, especially to those members of our community who might be living by themselves, might be in a more vulnerable group and unable to go out under any circumstances, you know, basically, or just for short walks. It's very hard, the Rambam is right, to survive in isolation. Let's please be doubly and triply and quadruply mindful of how these individuals are really isolated and how that can have very deleterious consequences to health. Doesn't mean that they should go to Mardi Gras. We understand that there's a balancing that needs to happen here. But we need to really be mindful of those who will find themselves in isolation. Ron?